As a compulsive liar, I get it. I teach first graders, and they try so hard. They're trying so hard to learn the art of lying. And my mom told me, maybe in high school, she said, Ellen, if you say something and you say it with you know, belief, other people will believe you. And I thought, what does she know? She's just a nice mom. No, truth. So true. Everyone will believe you with a straight face and the right like body language. So as I'm watching these first graders on a daily basis try to navigate the world of the world, you know, some of them are good at it, some of them are not good at lying, and then some of them just should lie. Some of them just would just be better off lying. So, for example, I had one little student the other day who called somebody the B word, and at first I was like, maybe she just said, like, bumblebee, but no, it was, like, the real B word, bitch. And I was like, so H says that you called her a bitch, and her little unibrow goes, no, I did not. I'm not allowed to curse. And I was like, yeah, but we're at school, like, free fall, anybody can do whatever you want. So that was like, okay, you know. Good attempt at lying. Last week, this beloved little friend who has a lot of energy, you know, the type with all their energy, is we're dancing, you know, getting our groove on. Disco brain, go noodle if anybody knows it. Dancing brain, it's pretty sweet. And this child turns around and, you know, he's just like, he's really into it. He's into the music. And he just knocks this girl right in the eye. And you know, we ask him, we say, hey, like, what happened there? You know, clear. It's actually caught on video camera because we were taping my intern at the time. So it's just right there on the videotape. But anyway, his eyes are closed and he's got his fist out and he just, bam, he's just into go noodle dancing and just whacks her in the face. And he says, I just, like, her face, like, ran into my hand. It's like, dude, like, just lie. Just say it with belief. Like, nobody believed that, you know? And I guess that's what I'm trying to teach them, is how to, what my mother taught me at the young age of 15, I'm trying to teach them at the young age of 6. So those are your future human beings.